the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, welcome to it. Thank you for downloading all that jazz.
That's right. And great stories about rats today that you didn't get to tell. You've got one story up your sleeve.
I didn't get to tell my rat story.
Go on. Here's your platform.
I don't know. I feel like it's a waste.
Oh, it's not a waste.
All right.
People have downloaded the episode. They want to hear you talk about this story.
All right. Well, I'll tell you mine. And then when you're listening to the podcast and you hear the rat stories, just think in your head, whose was better, Ellie's or the listeners?
I think the listeners. Especially because mainly the reason they will have clicked through to this episode is there's a rat living in a lady's hair.
True. Yeah, that's true. So I went down to Mooloolaba one night walking along, and there was this boy who would have been like 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
And he was sitting on one of the higher tables, and he had a stick, and he had a piece of string attached to the stick, and he had a piece of cheese attached to the end of the string, and the boy was fishing for rats.
Awesome.
Fishing for rats. And the rats would come out and they'd nibble at the cheese. And
yeah.
It was
there
wild.
A hook in the cheese?
No. I don't think he was trying to catch them. I don't know what the end goal was.
Rats actually like cheese. I thought that was like a myth. How much cheese are they finding out in the wild?
Well, I think they'll eat anything.
Yeah, he could have just had like a Coke Zero on the end of that.
Oh, that'd get me.
It did get you, didn't it?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, Ellie's here. Switch, put a Coke Zero on that.
I just stood there for like 10 minutes watching him. It was great. Good night out. I had visitors to the coast at the time and they were like, what is this place?
Welcome to Mooloolaba.
Bit of rat fishing is what we do.
Yeah.
Bit of fun. All right.
Anyway, enjoy the rest of the stories.
Yeah,
they are
better
than that, to be fair.
Oh, how dare you?
That's not a great story.
Fishing for rats. You don't get that every day.
It's fun.
Okay, bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Taz?
Are we going to have to change the show name?
We might have to.
From Ellie and Taz?
Yeah.
It has a great ring to it.
Does it?
To Karen and Taz.
Well, I'm not sure if I am a Karen in this instance or just a bloody adult.
Okay.
Just a
oh my gosh.
Girl who's turned into a woman.
Finally, at the ripe old age of 32.
I did something I've never done in my entire life.
Okay.
The other day.
Right.
I went shopping, wanted to stop and have a little snack for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Just a light snack because I was trying on dresses.
Tough life at this point.
Okay. Decided to get myself some rice paper rolls.
Mm-hmm.
I got the rice paper rolls. I opened it up. And the rice paper roll had disintegrated at the bottom, Taz.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It was juicy. It shouldn't have been juicy.
How old was it?
And the lettuce in it was brown.
Ugh.
I sat there and I thought, all right. What would an adult do in this situation?
You didn't. Oh, my gosh, I'm so proud of you. Oh, Ellie, I'm so proud of you.
I happened to also be on the phone to my mother at the time, and I said, oh, Mum, they've given me some bloody old rice paper rolls. And
Language warning, kids, sorry.
Ellie, take it back. I said, Mum, I can't take it back. That's silly. Ellie, take it back. It's not good enough. It's obviously been lying out there for days. What flavour is it? I said, prawn. She said, prawn? You don't want old prawns.
No, I'm taking my proudness back. Your mum convinced you to take it back. This isn't how an adult acts. You've been like, wow, I'm such an adult now. No, your mum told you to do something and then you went and did that thing. So
okay,
I'm sorry.
But I did.
My choices were, have you become a Karen or have you become an adult? Neither of those actually are true because what you did, right, is you sat at your table and you had some bad food put on your table and you've gone, hey, Mum, what do I do with this?
Yeah, but she said to me back and so I hung up and I said, excuse me, I think that this might be a little bit old.
Hang on.
You have a different one that I could swap it for, please?
Is that what you said?
Yes. I was very stressed about the whole thing. She said, yeah, no worries. What do you want?
Yeah, I don't care. I just get paid to work here.
But please. I did it. I'm an adult.
Did you tell your mama about it afterwards?
Yeah, I caught her straight back. I said, Mum, guess what I did?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go, Sunny Coast. You can't just rile me up and then go on air and expect me to not fire back.
Why? Well, I don't know.
Yesterday I went to D-Den.
Yes.
For dinner.
Who with?
A friend.
Oh, special friend?
A date.
Oh, a date?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. How'd it go?
It was really good.
Great.
My problem is you just attacked me because of the way I ordered food.
Yes.
I ordered a main. Yep. She ordered a main and we got a little thing to share.
Yeah, you don't do that at Asian fusion restaurants.
Okay, how am I doing it wrong and why?
You get little sharesies.
Right.
And then you share.
So the way they've got their meal there is it's small, medium, large. Large, very large.
Did you get the large?
I got a large.
Oh, no.
But that's a main.
You get multiple smalls.
Right.
Or you get
smalls are entrees,
maybe
though.
Two smalls and two mediums and you share it all.
Right.
It's not like you're going to the pub and both ordering a palmy. That's a different situation.
Okay, so where's the line between ordering for yourself and then ordering shares?
Asian fusion restaurants.
Is that it? That's exclusively the share only?
No,
we shared at Spiro.
Not. Yeah, great. Spiro's good to share.
But that's not Asian fusion.
No, correct.
Greek.
No, I'm not. I'm saying generally on a date, I feel like sharesies is the way to go, unless it's like Italian or pub.
We had a great time and the food was phenomenal.
No judgment here.
There was some judgment off the air. And now the judgment has peeled right back with the mics on.
You do you, but you date however you want to.
You told me I did it wrong.
I wouldn't be coming back for a second date. If you made me get my own maid. No, thank you.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now, wherever you've been this morning, Sunny Coast, I'm sure you've had this conversation. Oh, so that... That rain's real downer today, isn't it?
Or, I love days like this. Don't you feel so cozy just looking out the window and watching the rain fall?
Isn't it quiet out there? Everybody's just staying inside because of, you know, the rain.
Do I need a jacket when I go outside? You've just come from there. Is it still raining? Honestly, the small talk about the rain.
Yuck. Yuck.
Why do we as a species fixate so much
I don't know.
On weather chat?
Can we get something else to small talk about? Like, surely let's just come up with one more thing we could small talk about instead.
What do you want it to be?
Food.
Like, what's your favourite type of apple?
People love chatting about food. Well, that's better than that. But something.
You know, small talk isn't my people, strong point.
No, it's really not. And big talk's no good either. People love talking about food. Let's just do that.
So you reckon the next time I get in Lyft,
hit me with some cuisine chat. What's your favourite cuisine?
Okay, are you more of a noodle or a spaghetti type of person?
That's right. Do you want to see my nudes?
No, well, that's a different
noodles.
That's a different topic altogether.
Noodles.
Oh, okay. All right. No. let's go back to the rain.
Sorry, yes. So we're talking Sunny Coast 545-11919. Did the rain ruin or make your day? Let the rain
any excuse to play Hillary.
I was going to say, you weren't ready for that one at all, were you? We do have tickets up for grabs as well to Venom, The Last Dance. Don't miss the action comedy starring Tom Hardy at Event Cinemas October 24. Did it make your day or did it ruin your day?
I can answer this question, Taz. Mm-hmm. It ruined my day today.
Did it?
Yes, because as someone who doesn't have a car during the week, when it rains, it makes getting around very difficult.
E-scooter doesn't have any shade on it.
You can't e-scoot in the rain.
No, of course not.
No. I tried it once and I face-planted on the boardwalk across from
that's
work.
Right.
So
that's a funny day.
So today I get up, it's raining, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm housebound, I'm going to have to do jobs all day. Then finally it's time to come to work and I couldn't find my umbrella, could I? So I tore the house up and down. Look, I can't leave the house with my umbrella. What am I going to do? Rock up to work wet?
Yeah. Or you ask got a Taz call. For a lift.
Yeah, you did nearly get a call saying, come get me.
Another free pickup for you. Leech another ride off your co-host.
Hey, I'm dropping you at the airport at 6 a.m. tomorrow, okay? So
5:20, actually.
Oh, is it? Anyway, the rain ruined my day. Couldn't find a brolly. Managed to find one. Still got wet. Did it ruin yours or do you love days like this? 545-11919. Vanessa's in Yandina. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're well, thanks. Which camp are you in? Ruined or made your day?
It made my day because of the work today and all our lovely customers brought all their puppy dogs in and were having cabin fever at home. So we got lots of puppy cuddles and kisses today.
Oh, lovely. What do you do for a job, Vanessa?
I manage a pet supply store on the Sunshine Coast.
Perfect.
So was it because there were storms looming that the people didn't want to leave their dogs at home or?
No, they just couldn't take them out for walks, so they thought they'd come in and do a spot of shopping and we'd give them some doggy treats and give them some cuddles and kisses.
Bless. Oh, my dog Simba, if he's listening to this now, is not happy at me because he was at home with me all morning.
He's listening to your show going, oh my gosh, we could have gone to see
exactly.
Vanessa.
Exactly, exactly.
You should have come into Best Friends at Kiwana and said hello.
Oh, I have been into best friends at Kiwanis many times. It's a great store.
Does she bring? Does she often bring a little yappy, annoying little thing with her, Vanessa?
He is not yappy, nor is he annoying.
Let's play nice, children. Let's play nice.
Thank you. We need Vanessa in here at all times. Thanks, sister.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive
home. You blink and you may have missed this story from the US. Conception Bay South is an area of the US that have hosted their very first ever half marathon.
Conception Bay?
Conception Bay South.
Is that where babies are made?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe. You've got to ask Mum and Dad.
Okay.
So they've hosted their first ever half marathon over the weekend, a couple of days ago, right? And the runners all started off great pace. About 5 kilometres in, they passed an area of the race that went past a bit of a farm, a pumpkin patch there.
A pumpkin patch?
So many runners running by the side of this pumpkin patch that a goat living in the field broke out of its collar that it's lived in for years, joined the runners on the half marathon. Joshua the goat ran the rest of the half marathon with all of the runners and ended up winning a medal in the half marathon.
Who gave what? As in, it came first? Or his,
no, because yeah, when you get a medal when you finish.
Yeah, and I ran in a race.
And his owners didn't catch him because he ran the 21Ks with all the other runners. So the runners were actually like, he started to get a bit of a group with him because all of the, you know, humans running the half marathon wanted to run it at the same pace as Josh. And so they started like speeding up and slowing down. They've said, hang on, where is it here? They've said that he would find another gear, so he'd actually occasionally just go, oh my gosh, here we go,
intervals.
And keep running. So they were actually finding that he was keeping quite a good pace for the half marathon. So he was only 5Ks short of the full half marathon, and he won a medal at the end. He's
I wonder what his splits were, you know? Like, what time was he doing?
I don't know,
the
but the mayor of the local Conception Bay wants him back. Again.
Wants what? To do it again?
Yeah, wants him back for the yearly event to do the half marathon again.
This is like the time that it was my favourite day in radio, the day that a pig got loose on the Bruce. It was the best. It was just the best. Running around.
You didn't have to do anything. Your show just became about the pig.
Literally, and loose on the Bruce is fun to say.
I also think Joshua puts a new meaning to greatest of all time.
Because he's the goat.
He's the goat, ladies and gentlemen.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Totally.
It's time to play Bandle. It's our favourite game. We get to play along with you, Sunny Coast. We're all of us, big team, trying to guess today's song. We're going to play it layer by layer until it's guessed. If you can beat us to it, you are in the draw for $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. Our number, 545-11919.
Yeah, they are your local music superstore. Let's go with layer number one. We know that today's song.
We're going to need some people that are older than us to help us out because sometimes we're not old enough to know the song straight away. Whoa. We might guess this because they do say it's an easy one, but it is from the
70s. 1979. Let's have a listen.
Okay, what do you think it is? Oh, it's such a long...
It really keeps going, doesn't it?
I don't think we need any more.
Do you want me to guess right now?
Yeah, have a guess right now. What do you think it is? I mean, there are already people calling through. Do you want to give them a chance to...
Yeah, we'll let them guess first.
Okay, all right.
I'm not a glory hog.
That's what they say.
Mick and Sippy Downs, hello.
Hello.
How are you today, my friend?
Yeah, nice and dry on a wet day.
That's good. Hey, it's the only way to be.
100%. Hey, Mick, what do you think it's mate, from 1979?
Got to be Brick in the Wall.
Oh.
Another Brick in the Wall.
Another Brick in the Wall. You mean this one? Oh, that does sound pretty.
Okay, well, let's see. It might be that one. What? It could be your suggestion. What did you think it was, Ellie?
I thought it was.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's not bad.
Play that funky music right.
I can confirm that one of you is correct. And it's Mick from Sippy Down.
Oh, Mick!
Got her.
Well done, Mick. You're in the draw for $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music, your local music superstore.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Can I play those two songs on top of each other and we'll see if they sound similar, okay?
Okay. yes.
Same. Very similar.
CFM.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9.
CFM.
Hey, 545-11919. Call us now if you've got a story about a rat, okay?
Okay.
Something just popped into your mind, I'm sure. Everyone's got a rat story.
I've got a great rat story, and I think I can trump whatever you're bringing to the show.
Disagree. I've got the best rat stories of all time.
Okay, hit us with the number one rat story of all time.
Ooh.
Ellie Chaney, take it away.
Well, okay, I've got two. One has come out in the news today.
Obviously
out of America.
Not that good if you need two. But
this one is they're taking steps to reduce the rodent population in New York at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're sneaking birth control pills into the rat's food. And so the rat population is going to naturally decline because they're all going to not be able to get pregnant.
Yeah.
So these rats are
Are going to meet up. They're going to go, are you on anything?
Yes, literally.
Like, no, I'm not. But they are.
But they don't know they are.
No.
Because the council of New York are hiding birth control pills in cheese.
Yeah.
Around the sewers of New York.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's rat story number one.
It's a good rat story, but is it the best rat story of all time?
All right.
Maybe not.
Want me to one-up you?
Okay, firstly, before you one-up me, 545-11919, Sunny Coast, if you call through with a rat story, I've got a double pass to the brand new Venom The Last Dance, action comedy starring Tom Hardy at Event Cinemas October 24th. That could be yours.
Do you want me to hold off on telling my phenomenal rat story?
Yes, I want people to call through now with their rat stories. Can you beat the New York contraception rat story that Ellie told? Because I can already. I've already got one in the chamber ready to go.
I got one in the chamber.
Oh, great. Good, because it wasn't that good of a story.
It's in the Chamber of Secrets.
All right.
It won't be a secret.
Rat stories next.
We've started a very weird competition. Who's got the best story about a rat?
That's right. Ellie came to me and she goes, I think I've got the best two stories on the planet about rats. I went, I bet you the Sunshine Coast can procure at least two or three. Your first one you shared over in New York, they're trying to stop rat population.
Yeah.
So to stop the rats is to stop them being able to have kids.
Yeah, they're putting them all on the pill. They're just dropping birth control pills around the sewers of New York so the rats eat them and therefore cannot procreate. That's a good rat story.
It is, and the rats are loving it too.
Yeah, they're spring break for the rats.
Absolutely loving it. Okay, 545-11919, tickets to the new Venom film, up for grabs.
Matt's in Maroochydore. Matt, have you got the world's best story about a rat?
It's not my story, it's a mate from work, but he was telling me the other day, about 20 years ago when he had no phone and nothing like that to look around, he was asking for directions from this homeless lady on the tram.
Hmm.
I think it was in London. Oh, it was on the underground, sorry, in London or something like that.
Yeah.
And then she had dreadlocks and he was like, something's moving in her dreadlocks. No. And then after about like 2 or 3 minutes of talking to her, she had a rat living in there that was like her pet.
No!
I thought he was lying, but he wasn't.
Oh, that's pretty up there with a good rat story.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that one. Matt, you've got a double pass to Venom The Last Dance, mate. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, God. I've come out hot saying that my rat story is the best, Taz.
Already. One from one so far. Can you beat Ellie's below average rat story?
Sean, hit us with your rat tale.
I worked in a lot of restaurants in my time, and I worked at one restaurant, and it had a lot of rats that lived within the walls.
Oh.
And you could hear the rats, like, scurrying in the walls. And we set up traps and stuff.
Yeah.
And in Canada, the rats get really big. Like, I'm talking, like, medium-sized cat, maybe, like, 5 kilos, like, massive.
Like possums, almost.
And I remember, yeah, exactly. I remember coming into the kitchen one time, and I looked, and there was a big rat just standing right there on its hind leg, just eating something that fell on the ground, and just, like, staring me down. And I just ran out of the kitchen. I'm like, yeah, no.
It's his kitchen now. He can take over service for lunch. Thank you very much.
Oh, the hearing them in the walls, that, like, scratchy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just, Because they had a problem that they tore down the old art center, and when they tore it down, they used to live within the art center, all the rats, and then they moved to all the remaining restaurants and stuff.
Well, this sounds like Gordon Ramsay is rubbing his hands together for this kitchen nightmares kind of thing.
Sean. Sorry to make you revisit it, but great story. Thank you. We'll go now to Prue from Mountain Creek. Prue, hit us with your rat story.
I used to live in Victoria with my sister, who lived on a property back in the 80s. and I used to have to sleep with a shower cap on because the rat used to come and get on my bed and nibble my hair.
No!
I like the fact that the solution to the problem was just stop the rats getting to the hair, not actually stop
you
the rats.
Stop the rats.
It's getting in the house. Exactly. Because it was an old homestead and the rats, we were in the middle of a rat plague and that's all we could do.
Oh my God.
We could sleep without shower caps on at night, so we didn't wake up with a mohawk in the morning.
Did they move on from your hair, Prue, to anything else?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Wow, so rats just love a little munch on some hair and nothing else.
Yeah, because they used to take the hair and go and put it in their nest and make a nest out of it.
God, that's gross.
That is so gross.
That is really gross.
It was gross.
Prue, how much hair did you lose before you started turning the light on and realising it was a rat?
Well, fortunately, nothing, because my sister told me you've got to go and get a shower cap and put it on before you go to sleep. And I did. I had to sleep weeks and weeks with the shower cap on.
Is there any part of you that thinks now, looking back on it, maybe your sister was pulling your leg and there were no rats and she just wanted to make you sleep in a shower cap?
No, not at all, because we'd lift up any sort of piece of timber or iron or anything out in the paddock and there'd be just a thousand rats run out underneath.
That is wild.
It was gross. It was absolutely gross.
Look, I don't have tickets to Vermin, but I do have tickets to Venom, The Last Dance. Prue, they're yours.
Thank you so much.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
If you want to make some money on Instagram, I'm about to share the top five earners on Insta. Have you got some sort of music for me?
You know the one I'm talking about?
Perfect. Thank you. That's exactly the one that I was after. Okay, top five Instagram earners. So if you are a big business and you wanted to advertise, this is going to be how much it'll cost you to reach a hell of a lot of people. Number five. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Is he?
He charges, apparently, this is all like approximately / rumored to cost $2.3 million for a single post to his 400 million followers.
Jeez, imagine that.
So imagine one post on The Rock. So if we want to go, hey, The Rock, share Ellie and Taz once, $2.3 million.
Do you reckon we'd get any listeners?
Maybe.
Not if it would work.
The Rock plays under the pump after five. Kylie Jenner, also just higher than that at 2.4 million per Instagram post. Selena Gomez, up to 2.5 million.
Oh, that's so much money.
And then can you guess the top two?
Kim Kardashian?
We've done The Rock, Kylie Jenner, Selena Gomez.
Kim Kardashian, okay. Taylor Swift.
Neither of them have made... Actually, Kim has made number seven. Taylor is not in the top 10.
Beyonce?
Beyonce's number eight.
Kanye?
Well done. You're getting close. No Kanye. They're sportsmen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ronaldo?
Okay, so Lionel Messi is number two, who charges $2.6 million. And then if you want to post on the most followed account on Instagram...
Hold on, Ronaldo. It was Ronaldo.
Yeah. Ronaldo is the most followed person on Insta with 638 million followers. That's going to set you back a measly $3.2 million. Thank you very much.
How much would you charge, Tazzy? How many followers have you got?
I got 1,000.
Wait.
if you would like to get on at Taz on the radio.
Mm-hmm. What's it going to cost him?
Large Guzman burrito large, meal.
All right, so equivalent of what, $28, Coke, $23?
Coke Ziz as the drink. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, really? You're usually and a I Mountain Dew guy.
Yeah, and I like the slow-cooked beef. Extra 50 cents. Thank you very much. That's how much it costs.
To think I feature on your Instagram and I just get it for free all the time. What a lucky girl I am.
Well, I don't have anybody else to tag in my life,
yeah,
so
that's fair.
Thanks for that.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
There seems to be a day of the year for everything. If you love bagels, it's day of the bagel.
Oh, mate, whenever you're short on radio content, this is a fun little behind the scenes.
You luckily, just... we never are here at this show. Overflowing with cool stuff to talk about.
If I'm ever doing a show by myself, if you're not here or anything and I need content, I'll just Google daysoftheyear.com.
Oh, I'm doing that right now. But
see what comes up.
You're about to bring up a weird week that exists over in the US.
This is an actual thing, right, that millions of people get around each year.
Okay.
It's called Fat Bear Week.
Fat bear, as in like grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear,
yeah. Gotcha.
So that's literally what it is. It's a competition that's streamed online. Each bear gets a live stream attached to it.
Yeah.
And people vote on the fattest bear, the chunkiest bear. And in fact, the fans voting are encouraged to not only consider the biggest bear, but the ones they believe best exemplifies fatness and success in brown bears.
Koala? Does koala feature?
No, they're all like Alaskan big brown bears.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. We don't have fat koalas, do
I want to be represented. I'm not seeing myself represented in this. In this event.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we can do there. A, do you want to do a fat koala contest?
We could do a fat koala contest.
I don't know if it'd have the same ring to it as Fat Bear Week. But there's been a twist in Fat Bear Week this week. In fact, it had to get pushed back a week. This is like something out of a reality TV show.
Yeah.
One of the fat bears attacked the other fat bears and killed them.
Oh, my God. Why were they allowed together?
Because at the moment, it's like the final days before bears go into hibernation.
Okay.
And so that's why they're getting so fat. So they're just smashing all this food.
Oh, I love this.
And they get in competition with each other because, like, they might fight over a salmon or something.
Yeah, of course.
Because they need to be as fat as they can.
It's a weird, like, interspecies biggest loser.
Except it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Biggest gainer.
The biggest gainer.
One bear, Chunk.
Chunk?
Yep. He's a 20-year-old male. He once ate 42 salmon within 12 hours.
Oh.
I mean, good fishing expertise from Chunk.
That's a great hangover cure, isn't it?
I mean, his omega-3 levels would be through the roof.
Through the roof. Also, just quickly, days of the year, I've Googled it.
Oh, yeah?
It's International Porridge Day today.
Classic.
And don't forget, October 10th is, I mean, it's famous.
Of course.
It's International Hug a Drummer Day. So if you've got any drummers in your life, give them a hug.
See what I mean? Great radio content every time.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.